Okay, here we are. I am one blind squirrel.
And I am two blind squirrel.
And we are going to have fun with Groove Shark tonight. Now, here are the rules.
Get your groove on.
That's right. All of these songs are copyrighted and therefore under the protection of copyright stuff, right? So
okay.
This is not one of the shows you want to tell people about. Because I'm going to dance so close to the line that you won't even be able to tell when I go over. Now, I am going to tell the point of the show.
You're starting the show with that.
Yes. I want everybody to understand I am not stealing music. I am using Groove Shark, which is available online for free to listen to these songs.
Uh-huh.
I am not playing the entirety of the song. In fact, I'm going to try to keep all of my listening to under 45 seconds.
I thought it had to be 15.
45. 45. 45 as long as I mention the artist and the song.
Okay.
And I'm trying to do that.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm not using these songs to sell anything or to raise funds for anything. Okay?
Okay.
So there you go.
We're just showing the enjoyment, the joy that these songs brought to our lives.
We are
lives.
Listening to Groove Shark together.
Yes.
That's all we're doing. And so I'm going to... So under those terms, I'm going to stay under fair use. However, the RIAA doesn't care about fair use.
Ah.
They only care about suing people and making examples out of people. So if I get sued, this show will disappear. All right. So let's not have anybody emailing me saying I'm stealing stuff and I'm not being a good Christian and all that, okay? Because blow it out your blowhole, okay?
Alrighty then.
Yeah, well, you know, some people get uptight about things. All right, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's breaking the law. It's Groove Shark.
Alrighty then.
All right, well, so let's start this evening's festivities with my list. Because if we're going to make fun of everybody, we're going to as well start with me.
Oh, okay. We're making fun of people?
I think so, yes.
Oh, I thought we were enjoying music together. We have to make fun of people?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
I am too.
No, you're not. I could tell.
You could tell what?
You're not kidding.
All right.
He likes to make fun of people. That's what he does.
Golly. So we're going to start off my list with a song that you cannot find. It's not even available on iTunes unless you buy the entire album.
Okay.
It's from the soundtrack Heavy Metal, which came out when I was a kid. And I never saw the movie. I only heard the soundtrack. And it's because of this movie that really got me into music, out of country music. Because basically what I listened to before I was 12, and I continued to listen to it, was country music. That's all I was ever exposed to. Some Beatles and some old 50s stuff.
Yeah.
But not pop music, not popular music. So when I heard this song and this album, Heavy Metal.
It was mostly just Johnny Cash.
Yeah, part. So anyway, here it is. It's by Don Felder, who I believe was a member of the Eagles or something.
Huh.
I don't know that for a fact.
Okay.
But this is the only thing he ever did.
Oh.
He had two songs on this soundtrack. You can hedge your bet on a clean Corvette to get you ready on time. Now, if you're ready to dive into the now, there are two elements that kind of you'll notice. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on my music, but there's two elements you'll notice in this music, and that is a smooth quality with the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't much get into like heavy metal.
Right.
Okay. It had to have a smooth quality or like a pop kind of quality to it. And it had to be, you know, rocky.
Uh-huh.
Rock or, you know.
Because you were
guitar.
A boy.
Yeah. But it also, the other thing is, it's also all kind of spacey, I noticed. I mean, everything, everything has sort of a space theme, like a radar or, you know.
Huh. It's got wee, 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 wee.
This one's called Why Me by Planet P Project. And this is about a guy on a launch pad getting ready to blast off to the moon.
Did you have things happening when you were 12?
Are you making some kind of phallic reference?
No.
turning? Why does it go so slow?
You anyway. Just liked it because it talked about Texas.
I thought all songs did, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, everything has something about Texas.
The next song, which has no spacey quality, but in my mind it sort of does. It's like okay. It could be in a comic book.
Okay.
And it's called Don't Pay the Ferryman. You ever heard this song?
I don't. I won't
Don't
know until
Pay
I hear
the
it.
Ferryman by Chris DeBerg. That's okay. Right. You've never heard of any of these people. Because they sucked.
No, they didn't. I know. Yeah, I heard this. Yes.
For the journey. It's very hokey. This is a very hokey song. Anyway, so it's
okay.
Don't pay the ferryman. Now, the next song, everybody will recognize. It goes on the list because it was just... I listen to this song a lot.
Yes.
And it's what started this list because it was kind of what reminded me of this time in my life. Because I hadn't thought about this time in my life in years. Of course, we all recognize that. That is Africa by Toto. Too Much Time on My Hands by Styx.
Yes.
Turbo Lover by Judas Priest. Now, I'm not a Judas Priest fan. I don't like Judas Priest. But I do like Turbo Lover because it had that element, that element I was talking about, the spacey and all that. This is Radar Riders by Riggs.
Oh, boy.
You ever heard of Riggs?
No.
It sounds really heavy, but wait for the smooth element.
Oh, wait. It's coming. Looking for some action. That sounds smooth.
It's kind of smooth.
That's so much. Make it stop. Oh, that's more smooth.
See the spacey element?
Yes. Yeah, I hear it. Yes. Okay.
Wait, chorus. Another song from the heavy metal soundtrack.
All right.
Everybody knows Turbo Lover, right? Yeah. I don't need to preface that with anything. We don't need to hear Turbo Lover, do we?
No. Please.
It wasn't a really big song of Bad anyway. Another one, which is kind of interesting, is called Red Rider. That's the name of the band. And the song is called Lunatic Fringe. That's right. It's spacey.
Seriously.
Sounds like a guitar just had gas.
That's not spacey.
Spacey, Lunatic Fringe. You're in hiding. Anyway.
This is why you like the music you do.
This is why?
It all stems from this.
I thought I was going to grow up and be in a comic book. That's what
I matured and got, and my music got better.
What are you saying?
Yes, you like Sade and other stuff too. Yeah. I mean, you like all kinds of music.
Right.
But you still, of course, I still love that stuff too. But there's some of that stuff that I put on my list that I can't listen to now. It's I'm like, oh, make it stop. Well,
let me tell you something. That's a theme with a lot of people's lists. I can't listen.
Make it stop.
All right. Radar Love by Golden Earring. And then this is called Radioactive by The Firm.
I'd have never heard this.
The Firm is bunch of famous people. Oh, they only made one album, two albums, I think. It was the Led Zeppelin guitarist, which is Jimmy Page. I don't remember who else. It's 83 or so, 84, 85, something like that. No, 83. Got to concentrate. Don't be distracted. All right, so then we have Deeper and Deeper by
The Fix. It wasn't on the radio at that time. I didn't hear it.
Well, these were all on the radio. These were on a great radio station called The Zoo.
But they weren't on pop radio.
And it was album rock.
And I listened to pop radio.
And that was where, album rock was where it was at.
Because you were a boy.
KZEW. And that's where I found, Once I started listening, that's the station I listened to.
Okay.
This is Night Ranger.
Yeah.
Dawn Patrol is the name of the album. There's your spacey theme. And Don't Tell Me You Love Me is the name of the song. It ain't the way you move. It ain't the way that you move me. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so we talked about them yesterday. Now, the next song was huge, okay? It was huge. I busted speakers listening to this song, okay? It rocks. Another one-hit wonder band, The Tubes, with She's a Beauty. We all know that song, right?
Yes.
Everybody kind of knows.
Yes.
From the 80s. Step right up and don't be shy. And then another one everybody knows, Candy-O by The Cars. No big deal there. This is another one that I love the song. I love the song to the day. It was in my iTunes when I found it, and I looked up the year to see when I first heard it. But it's Robert Plant, and it's called Big Log.
Huh.
It's real slow and bluesy, but it's also spacey. It doesn't feel like Southern bluesy, even though it's got
It does have that spacey thing.
And the words are very...
was kind of the thing then.
Yeah. And the words are very,
Floyd
like,
was
you're
very
on the run.
Spacey.
You know,
it was all very.
Yeah. Well, And see, I didn't get into Pink Floyd until way later. And they were the inventors of space rock.
Right. To the freeway.
It's fashion will ride. Oh, sorry. Emotions in Motion by Billy Squire. We all know that song, right? My list is way too long. I need to stop. Let me just go through. Flying High Again by Ozzy Osbourne. This is another one. I wasn't really into Ozzy.
But you liked the song.
They were on. Yeah, he was on this radio station. And Flying High Again, I really liked. Tacoma Saw by After the Fire.
Yeah.
We all like that song.
Mm-hmm.
Rocking the Casbah by the Clash. Twilight Zone by, of course, Golden Earring. Here's another one you can't find almost anywhere. Even iTunes goes. It only has a few of these people's songs, but it's Loverboy.
Oh, really?
Loverboy. It's like all they have is like Turn Me Loose. They don't really have...
Oh, just the most popular?
This was very popular. This was Lucky Ones. It was very popular at the time. Anyway, Scorpions, Big City Nights. Wasn't a big Scorpion fan. They were a little too hard for me, but I like that song, Big City Nights. And Fantasy by Alda Nova. We all know that one. Like Life is... Do we know Fantasy?
Yes.
This is Hall & Oates. Adult Education.
Yes.
It was a little on the light side for me. Wasn't sure they weren't gay.
Oh, please. They weren't.
Now, if you'd have asked me when I was 12 or 13 what the best song in the world was, I would have told you Alda Nova, Life is Fantasy. All right, that's enough. That's enough. I don't want to spend too much time on my list because we've got to get to everybody else's. So we'll hit face in a little while.
Sure.
Let's get into some of your lists that you sent me as listeners.
Okay.
Because that's where it is. Now, you can tell that I'm spacey and a little out there because of the music I listened to when I was 12 and 13.
There you go.
And we can tell that where Dave is.
Oh, boy.
Because of...
this ought to be good.
Because of his list. Oops. Oh, man. I just messed up. Hold on. There we go. Because of his list. Because it is an interesting list. Not what you would expect from Dave Avila. But, you know, he was 12 and 13 at the time. So, who am I to say... Who am I to judge, really? If you're 12 and you're into... I finally found... Barstool Mountain... by Mo Bandy. All this loneliness. Now, I listened to this too when I was 12, but it was because it was on my dad's radio.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a choice. That's no hill
or climber. You know what? If I'd have heard this on the radio, I'd have been going, hey, and I'd have made fun of it until my dad turned it off. I climb up.
Oh, that brings
boy.
back back the memories. Oh, that brings back the memories. Wow. I'm talking about some memories.
Okay.
This one doesn't bring back any memories at all. This is Engelbert Humperdinck.
Seriously.
That was his name.
Dave, are you okay?
He was the toughest man in the world.
Was he okay?
Because of his name.
Yeah. I'd heard of him.
Don't ever get in a fight with a man named...
I knew this song.
Engelbert Humperdinck. Okay? Because you will lose.
To waste our lives would be...
Please Release Me by...
Oh, yeah. That was very popular.
Another song I listened to all the time when I was 12 because I related to it.
Yes. Did he have a drinking problem?
Dave, you know, he probably did.
He was hiding in the closet.
Right, right. And his mama played him this every morning when he's brushing his teeth.
Easy to love in their
Mamas,
hearts.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Which I also heard all the time when I...
Yes.
I'd rather give you a
I actually knew this one because it was fun to make fun of.
All we had in the truck was an
That's
AM
what
radio.
I did. Made fun of it.
So,
like this.
Belt buckles and old faded
that's only because it was night.
All right. So that's Dave's list.
And
it's an interesting list and probably lets us all have a little insight into who Dave Avila is.
I want to see what Jen's list.
Since we're on...
I want to know how much cooler she is.
Since we're on the Avilas, let's go ahead and hit his wife. I mean,
let's
look
not
at his
hit her.
Wife. No, let's look at his wife's list. It's a much more kind of what you would expect
mainstream
kind of
list. There you go.
Knowing her, yeah, this is exactly what you
expect. Hey, I have that on my list. I have a feeling they're going to be a lot the same.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of themes in this whole listing thing.
I have that one on my list, too.
In Your Eyes, Peter Gabriel. The first one was Don't You.
I said, did I like movie soundtracks or what?
First one was Don't You Forget About Me by Simply Minds.
Whoa.
Simple Minds.
Yes.
Not Simply Minds. Simple Minds.
Don't you forget about me.
The ones you might not have heard, I don't know if you did or not. This is Erasure.
Oh, yeah.
A Little Respect.
Are you kidding me? This is huge.
It wasn't huge. It was...
Yeah, it was.
Dancy. On the dance charts. What about True Faith by New Order?
Play it.
I'm trying.
Oh, yes.
You recognize it that quick, huh?
Yep.
Also, pretty much, if it was in the if it was in 16 Candles or the Breakfast Club soundtrack...
She had it on her list.
Yeah, it's on her list. If You Leave, Don't Leave Now by OMD.
Yes.
Okay, this is one I don't like. This is Depeche Mode. I mean, Depeche.
Hey, Depeche Mode.
I'm sorry, Depeche Mode.
He's done that forever.
It's called Never Let Me Do Something.
What? Don't be hating Depeche Mode.
I don't understand.
What are you doing? You got to play another song.
I'm trying to figure out the name of it. Never Let Me Down Again. Depeche Mode. And I just don't like his voice. It's very depressing.
Oh.
I'm taking a ride with my best friend.
What's wrong with it?
I'm taking a ride with my best friends, but every song of theirs sounds like a suicide note.
Oh. Okay. Maybe it was.
And her last one is The Promise by When in Rome, which I really like.
Oh.
I like
it. This is a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
When was this? What year? Did it say?
I don't know.
She kept it short. Good for her.
Well, most people did because I told them to. Mine was 15 songs
long. So was mine.
My prerogative. Don't look too strange. So, okay, everybody
there you
that
go.
One?
Yep.
That's a good song. I vote that one the best one on her list.
We share many songs.
I vote Barstool Mountain the best on Dave's list. And I vote.
No.
Willie Nelson. Okay.
It has to be Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
He always wins.
Whiskey River. Of course. If the question is anything relating to music, Willie Nelson also always wins.
He always wins.
Okay.
Good to know there's one sane one in the family.
All right. That's so we did, Annapolis. We did that. Now you want to get depressed? Let's get
who are we going to listen to that's going to depress us?
We're going to listen to Kidge's list.
Kidge. But he's so young. Let's see. If his songs are from 12, those are like in the mid-90s, aren't they?
These are songs he listened to when he was a child. And that's what's depressing about them. So many things to torment. That's right. Faith listened to like DC Talk when they still rapped.
Oh, I'd forgot about them. I didn't put them on my list.
These days and nights. This is DC Talk Supernatural, which I really like.
Yeah.
But I liked it as an adult.
Yes, but we were like...
We were their contemporaries.
We were dating.
Okay, this is another
one. I was listening to them back when they...
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far...
You gotta be brave for Weird Al Yankovic on your list. All right, The Saga Begins by Weird Al Yankovic. Yes. This is the TV song... No, this is Pressing On by Reliant K.
Well, at least you listen to Christian music.
Yeah, for the most part, it's all Christian music. Not all of it, but most of it. He's another one. He's got 15 songs on here, so we're going to skip through them a little bit. This is the Blue Man Group TV song. Never heard of it.
I know who they are.
I didn't know they released any music.
I didn't either.
Let's go down the list. Fishy by Phil Moore. Higher by Creed.
Oh, okay. Seriously.
Yeah.
When
he was a child last year.
We were married.
He could be our child. Hello McFly by Reliant K, which is an awesome song. In My Boat by Phil Moore again. What is this? All About the Pentiums, Baby by Weird Al Yankovic.
Another one.
Which I would play because I love him, but... This is Hello McFly by Reliant K, which I love Kidge's list.
Yeah, it's a good list.
Fish, oh, yeah.
Heads, fish,
no.
Poly, poly, fish, heads. Fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Make it stop.
Fish heads, fish.
This is Fish Heads by Dr. Demento.
Make it stop.
Fish heads, eat them up, yum.
I love that song.
How many times I've had to hear that?
And he sent like 15 songs, but they're all really good. They're all solid, good songs. They're just, oh my, so new.
Yes.
Some of them are still on the charts. And then you listen to him when he was a child. He was a child.
Are you sure we kept the age?
Now you want to feel good,
right?
Now you want to feel good.
Okay.
Here's a good list of songs that were all out before we were born.
Oh, okay.
This is by Ruth Ann.
Oh, yay.
I love this song.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
Ico, Ico, Ane, Giacomo Fino, Anane, Giacomo Finale.
All right, so that is Ico Ico by the Dixie Cups.
And how many times has that been remade? I mean,
good grief. Yeah, everybody and their dog.
Yeah.
Peter Gabriel.
Has redone that. That was in the Jerry Maguire soundtrack.
Yeah, it's a great song, but I like the original version. I don't think that...
Yeah, I think the original is the best.
It's always good, but the original is just awesome.
Yeah.
See You in September by The Association.
Sarah, I know these songs.
It's because they were on your grandmother's hi-fi in her basement.
No, I do know my parents. They're like 77.
Yeah. No, I'm not with her on that one. I'm with her on this one,
though.
It's
a good song, though.
The Association had another song, which was a hit.
Oh, yeah.
Wendy, which is from... I know the song, but I just got through listening to it this year because it was all over... Life on Mars.
Yes, yeah. Wendy.
Yeah. I know it from when I was a kid because my dad listened to it too. He introduced me to that. This is another one that my dad listened to that was on his like Goofy Greats soundtrack that I just love. Listen to all the time.
Oh yes. Oh sugar.
It's a great song.
Well, your dad loves this song.
Yep. The Archies, Sugar Sugar.
Honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you.
All right, we got another one that's a little weird. She's got these weird ones mixed in with her poppy ones.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
And this is Something...
That's all we like, Ruthine.
We do. Something Stupid by... Now, I'm not saying the song is. I'm saying that's the name of the song. It's Frank and Nancy Sinatra. Something Stupid.
And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me.
This will be on the Mad Men soundtrack eventually.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It was good, though. I liked that song. It had a really good tune. And then everybody knows and loves this one.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales.
Which also got remade last year, or a couple years ago, for Shrek, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That was I'm a Believer by the Monkees, by the way. This is Norwegian Wood by the Beatles. One of their... Can you say it's one of their greatest songs? Because all their songs
are
great.
All good. Yeah.
But it's a great song.
That's enough.
She wanted me.
You got to be careful playing the Beatles. She also has Michelle by the Beatles. Michelle, my belle. My mother had a music box. The kind that you put a jewelry box.
Uh-huh.
You know, that you put jewelry
a
in.
Music box,
that played this song. Because it was like their song when they got married or something.
Oh.
Here we come.
The Monkees.
Yep, the Monkees. She has two by the Monkees and two by the Beatles. So, and none.
Helen knows that song.
By the Beach Boys, which I am grateful for. Okay. Who shall we go to next? Who shall we investigate next?
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's try Gorkon. What do you say?
Okay.
All right, Gorkon. He grew up, he's about our age.
Oh, there you go. Maybe, back to the future.
Maybe a little younger than us. Bow, bow. We were teenagers when this was out.
My sister got married the day I went and saw Back to the Future.
Did you?
1984, was it? 85?
If you listen closely, you can hear the grooves in this. Because it's been played so many times. You can hear the sound of my
Huey.
Amplifier.
You're like, Huey, I liked Huey. I went and bought his CDs late in life again.
CDs. Oh, yeah. Later in life. I wore his tapes,
but then bought the CDs later.
That was Power of Love by Huey Lewis in the News.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, you can hear my amplifier becoming extremely worn. It's like powering down. It's like, seriously, not this song again. Can't we all just agree never to play this song again? Ray Parker.
Ghostbusters! Oh, I'm sorry.
Ray Parker. One more time. Ray Parker Jr. is turning over in his grave. He's not even dead.
Neighborhood. Who are you going to call?
You think he's really...
A giant marshmallow man.
Do you think if he could go back and do it over again, he would just not do this song?
Nope. He made him a lot of money. He would do it.
He made him a lot of money, but...
A lot of money.
But now he's known for this
song. Lot of money.
I don't think there's enough money.
A lot.
Nobody paid me any money to listen to it. I'm a little ticked off about that. And Kidge will be happy that Eat It...
Oh, yes.
...made it to Gorkon's list.
Eat it. Eat it. Eat it.
Yep, so Eat It by Weird Al Yankovic.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Wankovic or Yankovic?
I don't know.
Because it's spelled with a C, but
I don't know.
I don't know.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide?
Definitely the best song on this guy's list.
Yes. Billy Joel, you gotta like that.
Welcome back to the Edge of Jive.
That's It's Still Rock and Roll to Me by Billy Joel. His best song was Piano Man by far.
You think?
I think so.
Yeah, I think
that
you're right.
That one or the New York State of Mind. I like that one too.
Well, it'll just get you down.
What? Where did this come from?
I don't know.
Because everybody's saying something. None of it's true.
I do like the song.
I just don't care.
It's catchy.
When those times get hard, cause I've got everything I need right out in my yard.
I don't know this song.
I love my truck.
He loves his truck.
It's right outside.
Oh, no wonder you like this song.
Ain't got much luck.
He ain't got much luck.
But sure.
Moving along.
Slim, Dusty, and Ann Kirkpatrick.
You need to have that for your truck.
I want it just to play every time I turn it on.
Love my truck.
Yeah, good song. Okay, thanks for that, Gorkon.
Oh,
good list, good list, good list. All right,
that's
how about
funny.
Jay Vance?
Okay.
Jay Vance. Is that – oh, I'm there.
Oh, okay.
Where am I at?
Time frame are we in?
This
here?
Is a song that should have been on my list.
25, 25.
But it was way before me.
If man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may fly.
She's laughing at me. I'm making fun of this song.
Oh boy.
In the year 35, 35.
Okay.
Yeah, the song gets a D for lyrics because it's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
It's Zagger and Evans, and it's In the Year 2525, which I have heard before, but because I've listened to everything, I think. I don't know. I saw these guys in concert. Honky Tonk Man by the Rolling Stones.
Oh my goodness. Was this in the movie Honky Tonk Man?
No.
Okay. I didn't
Honky
think so.
Honky Tonk Man was a...
It was a country and western movie.
Right.
However...
Clint Eastwood.
We went... Was it Clint Eastwood?
Mm-hmm.
So Paul, my brother-in-law and Linda...
Right.
And my brother and sister, I want to go see this movie, right?
It was loosely based on...
I didn't want to see this movie.
Doesn't it seem like your kind of movie? No.
No, I was a kid, right? Teenage... I don't know how old I was. So we go see this movie, Christmas Night.
When he takes his 8-year-old nephew to the whorehouse. No, I guess he was 12. He had to be 12. But... yeah, it wasn't good. I liked the movie, but it wasn't.
Brian and I were like, "Can we go see can we go to Back to the Future? It's next door."
Seriously, it's like one of the most depressing movies. It's loosely based on Hank Williams Sr.
Okay, yeah.
Because I mean, it wasn't really. I mean, it was loosely based on his life, I guess, or something. But anyway,
loneliest number.
I don't know. I don't think it was based on his life, but I mean, it was like that kind of character, if you understand.
As one, it's the loneliest number since the number one.
One by Three Dog Night.
Mm-hmm.
No is the
okay, quickly moving along because the next song is awesomeness. I'm not really, I mean, these songs are good, but they've been played to death. This song has also been played to death, but that's because it's awesome.
Oh, yes.
And by the way, it was better with CCR than it was with stupid Tina Turner.
I knew this song when I was a kid, okay?
Yeah.
Because Tina Turner sang. But
right.
I was introduced to all the CCR, CCC, it's
CCR. Creedence
Clearwater, CCR. CCR and all this late 70s rock stuff, country and southern rock
right.
when I was in college. And that's when I really got into it. That's when, and I was really good into all that. Because there was a station out of Dallas that played all that, and I got me into all that.
92.5, classic rock. Another Beatles song. Beatles are a good theme. Everybody's got a Beatles song pretty much on there.
You didn't have a Beatles song.
No, I didn't.
I don't.
No,
you didn't. Beatles didn't play anything in the 80s. They had broke up. It was sad.
You could put some John Lennon on there.
John Lennon was early 80s.
Well, that's when
I wasn't a teenager yet.
I didn't get into John Lennon until after he died. So, I mean,
I wasn't a Beatles fan.
He wasn't
later
in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So, I tended to focus on one type of music at a time.
I was a teenager. I mean, I was in college when I got into that.
All right.
After my Southern Rock.
That was Get Back by the Beatles. So thank you.
Yeah.
Javan's very good list, very solid list. There wasn't really any surprises on that list or weird, you know, weird songs. It's nothing to make fun of, really. Except that 25-25 song.
Yeah.
I guess that you could count that one. All right. Linda. Spelt with a Y.
Hmm?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever talked.
Okay. Well, this is fun, though.
This is a different name for her. If
Linda.
This is,
yeah. Okay.
So I'm excited to get to this. Or again, the Beatles.
Wednesday morning.
This is it's only three songs, but it's a very interesting list. See if you can picture what kind of person Linda is with just these three songs representing her personality.
In her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen clutching a handkerchief.
So that is She's Leaving Home by the Beatles.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And let me fast forward into this one a little bit so you can get a better flavor for the song.
I want to be in the warm heart of your love and mine.
Now, She's Leaving Home is by the Beatles, so people have kind of heard it.
Right.
But I wouldn't say it was one of their bigger hits.
No.
Along the sand.
This song, I dare say a lot of people hadn't ever heard.
Try and catch the wind.
It's called Catch the Wind by Donovan,
mm-hmm.
And I really like
it. I've heard of it, yes.
Pales the sky, I want to hide a while.
Beautiful love song, mm-hmm. from that era. And the last one is another one I don't think a lot of people have heard. But it was funny because I played it the other day. She sent it to me while I was talking to Jonathan Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent it to me, her list. And so I clicked on it because I was like, I want to hear that song. I don't recognize it. And he goes, oh, Monty Quinn.
You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn.
Monty Quinn by Manfred Mann. So I figured this woman, now this is what she was listening to,
mm-hmm.
as a child.
Okay. You know,
prior to 16, around in there.
Uh-huh.
So you got to think this woman was fairly intelligent.
Yeah, think.
If she was listening to these kinds of heavy songs,
yeah.
that early in her life,
mm-hmm.
I'm betting she's a doctor or a...
Go listen to my list. Not so much.
Or a homeschool mom. Something really... something up there, really intelligent. Because you got to be super smart to do those things.
Oh, funny.
It's true, though. I bet she grows herbs in her backyard too.
Grows herbs?
Yeah, some kind of herb.
I bet you that'd be like Jill's list.
By the way, if you do grow herbs in your backyard, you know, those special kind of herbs, my number.
Oh, stop it. That'd be like Jill's list.
Yeah, except different songs, but yeah.
Yeah.
Not that era.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's try. How about Travis's list?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There we go. Got it booted up. And let's see what we got going. This is a very eclectic list. Don't know exactly how serious this list is. This is Travis from the Thin Ice Podcast.
I've gotta leave old Durham town. I've gotta leave old Durham town.
That's right, it's Durham town.
Ooh.
The leaving.
How old is Travis?
Roger Whittaker. And the next song on his list.
Are you the guys on the beach who hate everything?
Is Ugly Kid Joe with I Hate Everything
is this
About
some
You.
Sort of hip music that I don't understand.
Yeah. I'm thinking this guy's got a messed up childhood and he's probably on drugs now. Like those kind of drugs that keep your brain straight. Because the next one on his list, again, swings the pendulum.
Like the pine trees lunch.
Good grief.
Jim Croce.
I've got a name.
I got a name.
I've got a name.
Then, just when you thought he was swinging back and forth, he swings sideways with Omaha by The Counting Crows, which is a great song.
All their stuff is great.
All these songs are, well, Ugly Kid Joe's kind of funny, but...
Start tearing the old man down.
Counting Crows is on his list?
Yes.
So how old is he?
Omaha, Counting Crows. I don't know. I don't think he stuck to the rules very
I
good.
I don't think so.
Either that or he's 22 and 46. But it's still an interesting
Well,
list
you could
of
listen to music that was before you.
Just when
right?
you thought there were no hits on the list.
Yeah, there you go.
Great song by the Counting Crows. And this is This is, of course, Land Down Under, Men at Work.
What?
I think he's messing with me.
I think so. Oh, I love this song. Beyond the
sea. Bobby Darin, Somewhere Beyond the Sea. My
lover stands on cold. Oh, I love how that sounds in my headphones. And watches the ship. You can just play that.
Well, I know. This is a great list because it's very eclectic. It's very – your ear doesn't get tired because it's not the same sound over and over again. This one I would actually remove because I listened to it so much. I had this tape.
We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness.
His voice is just so – ugh. And but I listened to it so much. I had all Kenny Rogers.
Oh,
I
yeah.
had all of Kenny Rogers.
Well, it's beautiful. I had all of Kenny Rogers. So, it's just so nice.
Name that tune.
I know it.
It's The Green, Green Grass of Home by Elvis Presley.
As I step down from the train. Better meet me.
And then to top it off, one of my favorite songs of all time.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. Three conductors, 25 sacks of mail.
Also, like I think Johnny Cash did a version of this song that was
oh he did
spooky yeah.
Hmm. I'd like to hear that. Rolls along
past houses, farms, and fields. City of New Orleans by Arlo Guthrie.
Passing trains that have no name.
Sean introduced me to Arlo Guthrie.
Willie Nelson, maybe it was Willie Nelson that did it.
That he redid it?
No, here Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash did it.
Okay.
Good morning, America.
Yeah. This is a live version.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
He's got to have that dun 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 dun. It's always in it.
Yeah, here you go. This is a better version.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got a flashback of vinyl records at my, you know, just the smell of vinyl records just hit me in the head.
What did Helen say?
Wow.
What did Helen say?
Yes. What?
Tell them what Helen said about when she saw a vinyl record.
She was at Meemaw's house and I asked her if she'd ever, you know, played with the stereo there. Cause I was,
she's got one of those old,
she's got one of the console stereos.
Console stereo.
And which has the, you know, the sliding top and mm-hmm. you put records on.
And it had an AM radio and
AM FM. No, it had AM FM, but it had eight. No, I know.
Ours had an 8-track in it.
Not in hers. Hers just had a stereo and a
AM FM.
I mean, stereo and a.
Because we had that and then we put the tape deck on top.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Once we
I was
got
asking
that.
Helen about it and she says, yeah, that's the one that plays the big CDs. She held her hands out.
The big CDs.
And she held her hands out to
show. She's never seen records.
She doesn't know what they are.
I had a portable record player.
We call them records.
I carried it with me.
Okay, how about Greg Clark from the West Coast?
Think there'll be Beach Boys on there?
You think so?
I don't know.
I doubt it. But it's an also kind of a weird list.
How long is this show?
This is about, well, it's 45 minutes long, but this is the last list.
Okay. So far.
It's not playing. Play. Play. Play, I command you.
Come on, feel the noise.
I heard this on XM today. I had to turn it off because Helen was in the car. Otherwise, I'd have jammed out. So I was like 12-ish, 13, 12-ish.
With that song, really? Yeah. No, I was like 17.
No, you were not. You're 16, only four 17. Years older than me.
When I heard it.
Four and a half.
I'm not saying when it came out.
Okay, so we were playing free ball or dodgeball, whatever we call it, free ball.
Right.
And we'd have our boombox on the playground.
And we would
listen to Quiet Riot.
Oh, my God. I remember the video. He was a jerky dancer.
Yeah.
Wasn't exactly the robot, but it was a very jerky dance.
Helen likes this song.
It's a good song.
It's a poor child. She knows all the 80s music. We're playing on XM all the time.
It's a good song. We all knew this house. When this song came out, we all knew the house. It was the house where everybody hung out at.
Our house in the middle of a street. Our house in the middle of a...
So, yeah, there you go.
That's a good list.
Oh, you got to hear the beginning of this.
Montag lieben, guten Morgen.
This is like the boys version of my list. Oh,
by the way, it was Quiet Riot. That was Quiet Riot by, I mean, it was Come On Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot. That was Our House by Madness. Mm-hmm. And this is, of course, Rock of Ages by Def Leppard. I bought this on iTunes. I'm ashamed to say. The whole album.
Oh, man.
Pyromania. Yeah, it sucks. But I bought it. There was still some good songs on there, but that wasn't one of them. This is Journey. Send Her My Love. This was actually sort of the late Journey. It was really Steve Perry's solo stuff. Yeah, you think it's a good listen until you hear the next two songs. You fell off the wagon with the next two.
Have you heard mine?
You said she's doing fine.
Beautiful song by Journey. No. So why, Greg? Why did you go from those songs and that beautiful song? Why did you do this?
Because that's what was out.
It's just horrid.
This song was out.
First song, this song is creepy.
Putting on the Ritz.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz.
This song is creepy. Yes, the video is creepy.
Well, the video is creepy.
He had a white face.
The song's not creepy.
I can't listen to a song without seeing his face.
Putting on the Ritz.
And it was a remake, but it was basically the same. He didn't change the music.
Whatever. What's the next one? Cooper.
All they did was add a bass line.
Whatever. It was popular.
And then you have Knock 'em Dead by Motley Crue. Yeah, that's crap. Okay, so that was his list. Good list.
Right.
Greg, I will give. He got all but like 2/3 of his list was really good.
Okay. I liked it.
My
all.
Favorite list. I'm going to vote now, and then we'll do. Then we'll quickly do Faith's because most of it we're not going to want to hear.
Oh.
but my favorite list. And by the way, some people sent me their lists. but not through Groove Shark. And I'm sorry, I had to go with the ones that sent me through Groove Shark because I ran out of time. I was going to try to go in and create those lists, yes. But if you didn't follow the rules, you just lose. But I do have your list, and I did check them out, and maybe we'll talk about them some other time.
Okay.
My favorite list by far was Travis's list because it had all the very good different songs from different eras, and it was okay. You know, City of New Orleans, and yeah. Just you know, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So his was the list that I listened to. Like, I listened to his list all the way through several times.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
And I listened to everybody's list. But
yeah, he did. I heard him running through.
I listened to his the most, besides mine. Now the moment you've all been waiting for.
I don't
for.
Listen to mine. You told me to pick stuff that I listened to then, not what I'd want to listen to now.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So now the list you've all been waiting for.
See, he's been waiting to make fun until now. See, he's just going to make fun of me.
And she called it teen songs, but it's supposed to be, it was supposed to be like not teen songs, but preteen songs.
Well, you said 12 to 17 oh, okay. When you first did the list. That's teen.
Okay. All right. So most of these songs have been played a gazillion times.
Well, of course.
Nothing she has is eclectic.
Because I was a girl.
Linda was a girl.
Yeah, but she's way smarter than me. I was a girl who was in love.
Here's what I know. You were still playing with Barbies at 14.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. If you listen to these songs.
No, I was just... I wanted to be in love.
When you were at home by yourself, you had Barbie and Ken out.
And they were kissing.
And he was singing this song to her.
No. I love Chicago. This tape, yes. I'm surprised. It was worn out.
Yes, everybody's was worn out. Chicago, that was Chicago.
17.
You're the inspiration. This is With or Without You, You Too.
You can't make fun of You Too.
I'm not making fun of it. I didn't make fun of it.
It's a little later in the...
I can make fun of... Never Gonna Let You Go by Rick Astley. Notice where I put the accent mark.
Yeah.
So I didn't listen to anybody with a trench coat. It was just a rule I had. If you wore a trench coat, I wasn't going to listen. And so do I. I've still commitments while I'm thinking. He's got that Depeche Mode sound.
Stop.
He does. This was actually...
This was your high school graduation song. Yep.
And it sucked, and we hated it. We didn't vote for it. It got assigned.
I'm sure the girls voted for it.
They didn't let us vote.
And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say...
I can't listen to more than that, though. It just wears me out.
Dionne Warwick with That's What Friends Are For.
Wasn't Stevie Wonder, and didn't they all do that?
Happy to Be Stuck With You by Huey Lewis and the News. Ugh, it just beats
it's
me.
It's happy. I was a happy kid.
You were. And I wish I had your tape collection so I could shoot it with my shotgun. Again, you picked a great artist. But you picked his worst song.
I like his other stuff, but this is at that time when I was that age. My brother, see, this has sentimental value. Okay. My brother used to call. He was grown, and he would call my mom and I at home, and he would call, and he'd play this song for us.
Play it or sing it?
No, he would play it.
Oh, okay.
And it was sweet, and it has sentimental value.
Okay.
So that's what that's about.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Well, come on. Now, this is a little later, and I was probably older than the age... thing during this. I was probably this is out of, but I love this song.
Yeah,
still love this song.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You gotta admire,
and you have to speak nicely. He's not with us anymore.
That's right, he's dead because he died of suctum. But you gotta admire a rocker who will wear a suit and tie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And his videos were hot. You were a boy. How could you not think they were hot?
Oh, yeah, I listened to
that. Okay, and I was probably way older than the age limit on this song.
I never changed the videos when they came out.
Yeah.
But I'm not proud of it. And that was Robert Plant with Addicted to Love.
Oh, he's Billy Joel.
Did I say
that? And this is old, too, I think.
Which one is this?
This might reach the...
Oh,
we didn't start the fire.
We didn't start the fire. Billy Joel.
I knew every word.
Not a bad song.
I was playing this in the kitchen the other day when I was looking them up, and Helen was eating breakfast, and Brad was... making his breakfast, and okay. I was singing.
Well,
I
want to see if you know.
I don't think I could still do it.
Come on.
Used to know. I don't know them anymore.
Go for it. Try.
I'll make them up.
Come on.
If I don't know them.
Go.
The Doris. I cannot with all the words.
Sing out loud so we can tell where you're getting them right.
The Baker Television, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe.
Not bad. Better than I could ever do. I could never keep track of what he was saying. Oh, this is the worst song, but this is on everybody's list of worst songs ever written. We built this city by Jefferson Starship. It doesn't even make any sense. What city are they talking about? There was no city built on rock and roll. It's not even a good foundation for a building. On top of that, this ain't rock and roll. This is drum machines and a keyboard for what used to be a good band before they went off their drugs and changed their name. It doesn't get better, folks. It really doesn't. Yes, Straight Up by Paula Abdul.
This is actually later, too. This probably shouldn't make it on the list.
Got fired from American Idol. Now, this isn't a bad song. Got You on My Mind by George Harrison.
I had to have a sort of Beatles. Pseudo Beatles. I mean, he was a Beatle.
He was an ex-Beatle.
I loved this, the video.
The video, everything danced around. Yeah, it was very ingenious. And then you've got the sappiest of all sappy songs.
Oh, yes.
From my era. REO Speedwagon with... I can't fight this feeling anymore. And when you were 12, everybody called their girlfriend and played this for for the girl that they liked.
I can't fight this feeling any longer.
I'm telling you, I was just a sap.
When you were 12, it worked.
I wanted to be in love.
Let me tell you something. When we were 12 in 1983, you could call a girl and play this song, and she would be your girlfriend by the end of the call. It was guaranteed.
Listen, these songs just show that I was meant to be your wife.
That's true. So what does this one mean? My Prerogative by Bobby Brown.
Oh, I thought I took that off of there.
Really?
That wasn't supposed to be on there, actually.
Okay,
that was being funny with Helen.
In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel.
But then I had to turn it off
covered
because
that one.
He...
Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
Mm-hmm.
OMD, If You Leave. Mm-hmm. So these are all from Jen's list.
Yeah.
Stand By Me by Ben E. King.
Oh, yes. I loved that movie. And I had the soundtrack.
Was it called Stand By Me, the movie?
Yeah.
It was called The Body in the book.
Yeah.
The story.
Stephen King.
When the night has come.
Need You. Is this that late?
Was this? I told you some I might have missed.
I don't know. NXS is the... Is that the name of the song?
Is that 89?
Need You Tonight by NXS.
It might have been a little late.
I would have never guessed that. I know the song, but I would have never guessed that to be the title. I loved NXS, by the way. Thought they were awesome. Thought these guys sucked. They were trench coat wearers, so they were out on my book.
I had a trench coat. Came from the Army Surplus Store.
Ay, ay, ay. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Wham!
Not going to play it.
No.
Take On Me by Aha.
Uh-huh.
Not going to play it. Need You Tonight by NXS.
Uh-huh.
Good song. Original Sin by NXS.
That's not supposed to be on there. That's
Kiss by Prince.
Uh-huh.
It was a good song.
But that's actually... Oh, no. Keep going.
Shake your what? shake your love.
Shake your love, Debbie Gibson. Debbie Gibson.
Are you sure this is that young? That old, I mean?
No, I told you. Some of these are older.
Well, you need to stick to the rules.
It's my list. I can do whatever
I
want.
There's 5 songs by Debbie Gibson. Not going to play them.
There are not.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I didn't mean to put all this on there. I don't know what I was doing.
New Shoes. I can't wait.
Oh, yes.
We all know. Remember that song?
Well, I've sung it before.
Okay, some Amy Grant songs, some Michael W. Smith songs.
Oh, you gotta play Amy Grant. It's from Unguarded. He's not gonna do it.
And
you gotta play Amy Grant.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's the best album ever, I think, that she's ever done. Seriously, I think Unguarded is still the best.
I liked it, but I was older when I got it.
Lead Me On was good.
I was a senior, I guess. Junior or senior when I got this album.
Say love's kind of fragile, but I found in you a love of another kind.
Yes, I have decided to follow Jesus. Her other big everybody Wang Chung tonight. As if anybody knows what that means. Or as if anybody doesn't know what that means.
What?
And of course this one.
Oh, it has okay.
What?
Nothing.
It won't play. It's thinking about playing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it bailed out on me. Is it a problem playing the song?
Uh-oh.
There it goes.
Well,
of
yeah.
Of course, she has to have this one on her list, right? George,
my boyfriend's always had this song.
George Michael, You Gotta Have Faith. Everybody, which sounds a little dirty in this circumstance.
I gotta think twice.
I don't think he meant it dirty.
I give my heart away, and I know all the games you play, because I play them too.
Okay, this has been an hour. I have to go get Helen. Thank you for listening to us so long, if you did.
If you didn't give up after your own.
If you didn't quit listening after your own songs were played, then I congratulate you. And if I didn't talk enough about your songs, I'm sorry. But I had a lot to go through. And I enjoyed all of them. I enjoyed everybody's list. I enjoyed the just seeing, you know, those the differences and the kind of the different worlds, because I really take listening to music very seriously. Mm-hmm. And I really did listen to everybody's playlists and really kind of imagine this world that these playlists had created. Now, some of them were easier to imagine than others. And some of them, like Dave's, I kind of preferred not to imagine, but nevertheless, it was fun. It was fun. And so thank you for sending them in. We will do this again someday. I've got some other ideas for fun with Groove okay. Shark. With some like songs your dad beat you with.
Not hit you, just play it all the time.
Play it all the time, and you got, you know.
They don't have those songs on Groove Shark. They don't have Glenn Miller.
They probably don't.
I can't find Glenn Miller.
And again,
Jimmy Swigert, not out
if
there.
If you sent me your list through email, you know, I'm sorry. We'll try to do something else. Maybe I'll mention them some. I don't know. I'll try to make it right somehow. But I did what I had time for, and it was still an hour-long show. That's it. And I have no exit music because I focused everything on this. So,
okay.
Bios con Dios.